Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. I got one place when I'm looking for the latest news within the gun culture. It is a website called TheTruthAboutGuns.com. I've been going there since 2012, I think. So I get frequent flyer miles. And joining me there, or joining me now from there, is the editor-in-chief. That is Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
So let's start off with the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, the law that the one that's going to save all these lives.
Yeah, we have to call that the Cornyn Murphy Gun Control Bill of 2022.
Okay.
I think it's a more accurate name, and we want to make sure that Senator Cornyn's name is hung prominently on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, you know. That, anyway, now, this article is the bad and the ugly of this. And of all the things they could have passed, this is probably the least effective as far as gun control is concerned, as far as I'm concerned. But at the same time, it still has a few little features in there that are built in there to still make it as hard as this thing could possibly. So what are the bad and the uglies?
Well, it's got a lot of nasty wording in it. In addition to the fact that, in another post of ours earlier today, we noticed that the senators who drafted the bill stuck a little provision in there which extended the exemption of pharmaceutical middlemen. Basically, they're allowed to take kickbacks from drug companies for an extra year. They stuck that language into a gun control bill. So thanks very much for that. Yeah. But besides that, in terms of actual gun control, what they did is they broadened the definition, which gives the federal government much more latitude in charging people with crimes. For instance, trafficking in firearms. The old law said that you had to know that you were selling a gun or guns to someone who was going to use it to commit a crime. Now you have to not only know, but if you had reasonable cause to believe that this person was going to commit a crime, or some other heinous act of terrorism, something like that, you can be charged with trafficking in firearms. Reasonable cause to believe is unbelievably broad, and it's something that any prosecutor can use, and it's almost impossible to prove that someone didn't have a reasonable cause to believe. Same thing now with racketeering and money laundering. If you sell guns to somebody who then later uses the gun in a crime, They can charge you under racketeering and money laundering statutes, which are, of course, were originally written for prosecute, you know, organized crime, the mafia, that kind of thing. There's a similar reason to believe for straw purchases. They now have a reason to believe language in there as well. So if you buy a gun as a gift for someone, but you should have known or had reason to believe that that person was going to commit a crime with it, you can now be prosecuted for a straw purchase. They've actually codified this. Apparently, there was never a law against straw purchasing. The only way they got people on that was when they lied on their form 4473, which, of course, the federal government almost never prosecuted anyone. Now they're actually buying a gun for someone else is now a felony. The act itself, not just lying on the form where they ask you about it. So that part is actually reasonable. And then, of course, there's the joys that are red flag laws, which the federal government is now shoveling money at states to incent them to create red flag laws or to create mental health courts or veterans courts and all sorts of strange judicial structures in order to evaluate if people should be allowed to keep their firearms. It's all very Orwellian.
Yeah.
And how this actually works out is going to vary from state to state and whether or not states choose to do it. And, of course, the idea of throwing money at states to create red flag laws is crazy because no state has decided not to or that they can't write a red flag law, a gun confiscation law, because they don't have sufficient money to do so. That's never been an issue. And the drafters covered themselves or tried to cover themselves, saying that, of course, that any law that the states create using this money has to protect gun owners' due process rights. But there's no language. There's no solid language that means
right.
Nothing at all.
Right.
It also explicitly states that no government shall be responsible for the loss of the legal fees of a gun owner who has to defend himself, which, of course, you don't know that you have to defend himself until you get a knock on the door and they come to take your gun. But then once you start the process of trying to get your guns back, proving that, no, you're not a danger to yourself or anyone else, you have to pay for that yourself. If you can't afford it, you can't be appointed a public defender or any other type of attorney. So it's just a wonderful panoply of legislation that, of course, is going to save tens of thousands of lives.
Well, I mean,
of course,
I did ask. Right, nothing to harden the schools. I did have a discussion with Gottlieb about the red flag law part. And it is his belief that if there were states that wanted red flag laws, they would have them.
Exactly. There's no impediment to that right now.
Yeah. But then again, I also know that, like here in South Carolina, I don't remember what it was about, but I do know that when they dangle money in front of them, hey, that's federal money.
That's exactly what the senators are hoping for, that they can wave enough money under their noses to get them to do it.
Sure. I guess we'll see how that goes, and we'll see how all the other things go with it. Coming up on the first break, Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. This article is the lead article at this moment on the page. You need to go take a look at it because it does the deep dive, which is good investigative reporting. We'll be right back, and this is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. I want to descend into the la-la land that is the mind of Stacey Abrams.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Not really. Not. I'm not going to do it on a rope or anything, but I don't mind peering.
That's Governor Stacey Abrams.
Well, sure. Unofficial governor, because it was ripped off.
Yeah, she never acknowledged the outcome of the 2018 election. She lost to Brian Kemp.
Yeah.
She's an election denier, and she's also a Second Amendment denier as well, and has great plans for what she wants to do if she is able to beat Governor Kemp again this November.
Does she think she's going to be elected the queen because she plans to repeal the constitutional carry law, universal background checks, red flag laws, and she's going to wipe out the criminal records of people if they're good for X amount of time, right?
Yeah, and she wants to. Yeah, and she also wants to repeal the campus carry law as well.
Oh. And now, besides Atlanta, are there throngs of Georgians out there saying, I don't know what all this freedom is doing. I don't need this.
I don't think that there actually are. And I'm thinking that after the last 2 years, there's a lot more people in Atlanta now who don't want to give up their gun rights either. There are an awful lot of Georgia legislators who just passed and sent to Brian Kemp for signature a constitutional carry law. Why she thinks that those legislators are now going to do a 180 and vote to repeal that law is beyond me. I'm not sure what she's smoking, but I'd love to have some of it because that is just not going to happen. Why she thinks that they're also going to then vote for universal background checks and violate Georgia's due process rights by enacting a red flag confiscation law. She's just delusional. But let's be honest here. I don't think she thinks any of that's going to happen. But she's got to play to her far left base, which is what is going to elect her if that happens.
Well, she also was part of the Defund the Police movement. She got paid by him, right?
Yes, which she is running away from as fast as she possibly can. She doesn't want anybody to know that during the whole George Floyd conflagration, she was quoted on CNN responding to a question saying, yes, I do advocate Defund the Police. But she did, and people remember that. And about 102 Georgia sheriffs remembered that and want no part of her or her effort to wipe out people's criminal records and throw people back out in the streets with zero bail, because she's also a zero bail advocate as well. That's the kind of trouble they don't need in Georgia. And so these 102 sheriffs have made that known as well. Georgians remember what she said. Georgia, she talked long and loud, both in the run up to the 2018 election, and then of course then afterwards, as she was screaming that she was robbed of her rightful seat in the state house. So everybody knows what she's been saying. She said it long. She said it loudly enough for everybody to hear, and now she's running away from a lot of those positions because they're no longer as popular as they used to be.
She's also wants away with cash bail, which
exactly. Yeah.
Do we know? Do we know what the does Atlanta have a Soros DA?
I don't know, but I'd be surprised if they don't, because pretty much every big blue city in the country has one.
Yeah. See, the problem with that is that the Soros DAs are they're not trendy anymore because too many people too many people thought it was a smoking hot idea to let them go, or they're reaping the benefits of that which they have sown. And I mean, I think Gascon is going to get recalled. I mean, he just that's the most talented man walking the planet. Chase Bodine has already been recalled.
Correct. Yeah, and when you can be too far left for San Francisco, then you've got a real problem. And Atlanta may be a very blue city, but it ain't as far left as San Francisco or L.A. And I don't know if Georgia has a recall provision or not. I don't know what their laws are like, and so who knows, but. Either way, you're right. These soft on crime prosecutors who won't prosecute are far less popular than they used to be. And even prosecutors in places like New York City have found that out. The prosecutor there, whose name just went right out of my head, immediately wrote a letter to his prosecutors after he took office. Listing all the laws that he won't prosecute, and then took vicious blowback for it, and had to back off that position, saying, "Oh no, I didn't really mean all that." When of course he did. But given the fact that crime has skyrocketed in New York City as it has in so many big cities since 2020, he had to backtrack.
Yeah, well, I mean that. And plus, she also, I don't quite get what the whole thing is about trying to wipe the slate. I've never heard of a law where they expunge criminal records.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you would want to do that. I don't know how that. Apparently, there's some thought on the social justice left that it makes it too hard for people. Once they've done their time, to then get a job and rebuild their lives, then maybe you shouldn't do the crime to begin with.
Maybe.
And maybe
Okay. Coming up on the break. Talking to Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The big rig used in this week's deadly smuggling attempt in Texas wasn't searched at several highway checkpoints, despite the fact dozens of illegal immigrants were packed in the back. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the state is taking steps to fix that security loophole.
Today I'm announcing that Texas is going to add additional truck checkpoints.
He says border agents are being taken off the line to work processing centers. He believes that led to the security lapse that allowed the 18-wheeler to make it to San Antonio. The Federal Trade Commission is suing Walmart. Officials with the FTC say the store has allowed scam artists access to its money transfer services. They allege that's resulted in fraud that has cost consumers tens of millions of dollars everywhere. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is announcing an increased military presence in Europe.
Because of Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine, President Biden announced Wednesday the creation of a permanent headquarters for U.S. forces stationed in Poland, as well as new deployment of troops and weapons to Europe. The number of U.S. troops deployed in Europe soared to 100,000 in the wake of Russia's invasion in February, with 10,500 members stationed in Poland. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Texas legislative committee is back at work interviewing witnesses to last month's deadly school shooting in Uvalde. It's led by State Representative Dustin Burroughs.
Thus far, this committee has interviewed 21 different witnesses. We are scheduled to interview 9 today.
State Senator Roland Gutierrez, who represents Uvalde, is suing the Department of Public Safety for denying him access to public records. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Let's talk about what they're doing in New York City right now. So the U.S. Supreme Court has stricken their good cause requirement for concealed carry permits, which New Jersey and California's AGs have already instructed everybody to stop using the good cause requirement.
Yes.
But the Second Amendment Foundation and the Firearms Policy Coalition have decided to try to enjoin the city of New York from this because it is still actually in force at this moment, right?
Yeah, they haven't announced anything yet. They said, I think they're saying, this just came down. We got to figure out how to do this. We don't know how to do this. And even LA County today and Sheriff Villanueva there said, we're gearing up to do it. We expect to issue 50,000 carry permits, I think he said, it this year. Other extremely large jurisdictions are figuring it out. So surely the NYPD, which currently issues permits in New York City, can do the same. So because there's been no word from
the NYPD or Mayor Adams, and because Adams and Governor Hochul have made all kinds of bellicose announcements about their outrage over this, over the ruling, Second Amendment Foundation and the Firearms Policy Coalition have asked a court to issue an injunction, getting the city to immediately stop requiring that applicants show proper cause why they should be able to exercise their Second Amendment rights.
I guess one of their, and I keep seeing this. For some reason, they think that people in a high density area that don't ever hurt anybody will hurt somebody if they get to carry a gun.
Yeah, I don't understand the logic. They think that if people are all packed in together somehow, their people who live there are going to be less responsible than they are if in a city like, I don't know, Indianapolis, Austin, Salt Lake City, less dense urban areas. When there's absolutely no evidence of that at all. So in fact, in the end, it doesn't matter because the court made it incredibly clear in no uncertain terms that jurisdictions don't get to decide that.
Right.
All they get to decide is whether their laws are in compliance with the Second Amendment or not. Anything beyond that is now plainly unconstitutional. So the two-step needs balancing process that lower courts have been using in the last 14 years since Heller is out the window, torn up, stomped on, burned to a crisp. Justice Thomas's language made that clear to even New York City politicians that they no longer have any legal basis to do that. So I love what the Second Amendment Foundation and Firearms Policy Coalition did today. Just let New York know that they're going to get absolutely no leeway, and they need to stop right now and change their processes.
You know, it makes me think of a question that I've been dying to ask, and so for the modern gun rights movement, where it used to be largely trying to set an opinion, trying to open people's eyes, is the more effective gun rights organizations now the ones that actually go out and fight the battles in court?
Well, they're incredibly important, and really pretty much all of the major ones do that. And look, it's got to be said, a lot of us have had our problems with the National Rifle Association for a long time now, ever since, 2018, when all the scandals spilled into the public. But
right.
They're the ones who have fought this battle, this specific case, funded it, took it all the way up through 2020, and the whole, when New York changed its law and mooted that case, and then brought it again, and took this all the way here. New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, which is the New York arm of the National Rifle Association, made this happen. So credit where it is absolutely due with the National Rifle Association here.
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking out loud, though. I'm just thinking out loud. Some of them seem to have specialities. Like, I always thought Gun Owners of America was the best call-to-arms organization out there.
They're very good. And Firearms Policy Coalition does a great job, too. And there's smaller ones, like Mountain States Legal Foundation has its own firearms law section that's run by Cody Wisniewski, who writes for us from time to time. They bring these cases as well on a smaller scale,
right.
And they're a little more under the radar. But there are these, they're out there filing some of these suits and certainly weighing in with friend of the court briefs on this and many others. So
Rod Bruin and many others. So they're out there supporting as well. There's lots of them. And this is an effort that has been happening and has been underway for a long time, and it has built up the basis of what got us to last week and the Bruin decision.
Right. Well, to that end, I just I just think that's a I guess the gun grabbers at this particular moment are they don't really know how to react, do they? They don't because this, I mean, even with what the Supreme Court just did, sort of undermines what they just passed in Congress to a degree, doesn't it?
Yeah, a lot of that is going to be challenged. A lot of that will not stand up. I don't see how a two-tier system that treats adults under 21 differently than it treats adults 21 and over passes under the law as written now. I don't know how it passed before, but I certainly don't know how it passes now. However, the way gun grabbers are going to react is exactly the way they're doing it in California, because gun owners of California found out that...
Well, I tell you what. We're coming up on the break. I want to hear about that. When we get back, I do want to hear about that. And yeah, we'll cover that. I would like to know what California's got going on, because old Gavin, he's never seen any gun control he don't love. All of these articles that I've been referencing and everything, they are the top page at thetruthaboutguns.com. I've been going there for 10 plus years now. They truly are the fastest breaking news in the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. He's about to tell us what's about to happen in California with Gavin Newsom.
Those of us who are, of course, watching the Bruin suit and all that and expected it to come out pretty much the way it did, maybe not as thoroughly wonderful as it was, we knew that the May-issue state would have to be dragged, for the most part, kicking and screaming into the world where the other 43 states live. And that is, of course, what's happening. We knew that they would make it much more expensive to apply for a concealed carry permit, and there would be much more class time and range time and all that. And sure enough, that's happening. In California, a bill has been hastily written, SB 918, that would double the cost of licensing, the application fee, double the amount of time required for training classes from 8 to 16 hours, and for renewal time from 4 to 8 hours, mandate a class that the concealed carry class cover mental health resources. That's no big deal. Mandates a written exam demonstrating knowledge of class content. So no longer can you just sit through the class all day, snooze through it, and then go out in the range and, you know, hit the bullseye. You would have to pass a written test. It would require a face-to-face interview with law enforcement plus recommendations from 3 different character witnesses. It would require face-to-face interview of residential cohabitants. So if you have a wife or a living girlfriend or living boyfriend or husband, whatever, this bill would require that they be interviewed as well. And I assume that that means that if they think that they're a wacko, they're not going to let you have a carry permit. and then encourages but does not mandate local authorities to require a mental health evaluation to be conducted by a psychologist. Now, at some point, all of these burdens and limits that the average citizen will have to clear in order to exercise the right that the Bruin decision makes clear all law-abiding citizens have, in other words, to bear arms for self-defense, at some point, all of these burdens become unconstitutional. Nobody, of course, knows where that line is drawn. And somebody's going to, of course, have to, if this bill is enacted, which I'm sure will be in California, there's going to have to be a lawsuit. They're going to have to get back up to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court's going to have to define that somehow.
Now, are you supposing that the Ninth Circuit, which has now been instructed that has to use strict scrutiny in consideration of Second Amendment cases, are you supposing that they're just, you know, they're going to do what they've always done and be the Ninth Circus, or?
You know, I don't know. It's hard to know. And the Ninth Circuit is not what the Ninth Circuit used to be, because after
right.
4 years of Trump judges being installed there, it has moved far more toward the middle than it used to be. So I'm not going to be crazy enough to predict how they would react to something like this, but I expect that whatever it is, it's going to end up in the Supreme Court again. California is not the only one. An article was just published today where New York Governor Hochul talked about what they're going to be doing in New York. She expects them to enact a background check to buy ammunition, much like California. The new laws would require more than 15 hours, what she calls in-person fire range training. So not just class time, but 15 hours of range time. And of course, they're not going to provide the ammo, and with the cost of ammo, that will be expensive. And then get this. Hochul also says gun owners should not make any assumptions about where they can carry their weapons. Quote, the presumption is that private property owners will not want to have concealed carry weapons on their premises, but should they decide to, they would actually affirmatively put a sign in their window. Quote, concealed carry weapons welcome here. Otherwise, the presumption will be that be in the state of New York that they are not. So, here in Texas, if somebody doesn't want open carry or concealed carry, they have to put a sign in their window saying, you know, not welcome here. And fewer and fewer places do that all the time, but some do. What she's saying is the opposite. Any place where you can carry, any private property where you can carry, will have to affirmatively say, concealed carry, welcome here. You'll probably be able to count, you know, on your fingers and toes the number of places in New York City that will do something like that. My guess is that is going to, of course, be the subject of a lawsuit. The Bruin ruling specifically said, you know, you cannot make the entire island of Manhattan a quote-unquote sensitive area where you can't carry. And this doesn't exactly do that.
Right.
Because, of course, here in Texas or anywhere else.
It's making a presumption that if you don't put up a sign saying, welcome here, then
exactly.
The presumption, and there will be some that simply won't do anything.
Right. But they won't know the law.
Yeah.
And they won't do anything. But there are going to be some that know the law, and then if somebody prints or their shirt rides up and they see the gun, what's the penalty that could be? My guess is that, of course, can be a felony in New York. It's not going to be just like it as it is in most states where they just ask you to leave, and you only find yourself in a legal problem if you refuse to. So, again, this is pretty much as we expected. These states are going to put up extremely onerous expensive, time-consuming, difficult hurdles for gun owners to pass in order to, one, get their carry permit, and number two, then exercise their right to carry their gun on a regular daily basis. And as a result, they're going to have these states and cities and states are going to have to be sued in submission, much like Chicago was. After McDonald, and it's not going to be. But eventually, they were. Eventually, they did. They did relent, and they had to give in. And these states, cities, and states will too. It's just going to take time.
Right. Well, I wish them luck with that. I mean, I know that I didn't expect. Well, you know, I sort of did. And it'll be interesting to see what happens in New York if they get concealed carry. They have bare arms now. It'll be interesting to see what happens to crime unless they do everything. But I fully expect all of this stuff to be challenged now, and it's all. I think their whole dynamic has changed.
Yeah, it has. And they hate it, and they're going to make it as hard on gun owners as possible.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you for joining me today, sir, and thank you for shifting.
It was a pleasure as always.
Yeah, the pleasure has been mine. And I will be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. Tomorrow it'll be 1911 University, and I think we're going to have Super Dave. I don't know. We'll see. It's always been about total control. I was just digressing. This has been Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.